Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss Edward Said. Now the dates of Edward Said are from 1935 to 2003. And Edward Said was a Palestinian-American academic, as well as a political activist, and of course a literary critic. He taught at the University of Columbia, and he is regarded as one of the founders of the academic field of post-colonial studies. He examined literature in light of social and cultural politics, and was an outspoken proponent of the political rights of the Palestinian people and the creation of an independent Palestinian state. But in the field of literature, he is more famous for Orientalism, for his work called Orientalism, and this work was published in 1978. But little bit about the life of Edward Said. He was educated in British and American schools, and later on he applied his education and bicultural perspective to illuminating the gaps of cultural and political understanding between the Western world and the Eastern world, especially about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the Middle East. And in his work called Orientalism, which was published in 1978, it is a kind of critique of the cultural representations that are the basis of Orientalism, or how the Western world perceives the Orient or the Eastern world. So it is a critique of that. And as I said earlier, that Said was educated in British and American schools, and later on he joined Princeton University and then Harvard University, where he specialized in English literature. And he joined the faculty of Columbia University as a lecturer in English in 1963. And in 1967, he was promoted to level of assistant professor of English and comparative literature. And his first book called Joseph Conrad and the Fiction of Autobiography. Okay, Joseph Conrad and the Fiction of Autobiography, which came out in 1966, this was just an expansion of his doctoral thesis. And this book examines Conrad's short stories and letters for the underlying tension of the author's narrative style. And it is concerned with the cultural dynamics of beginning a work of literature or scholarship. Now, a little bit more about Orientalism, which, as I said, that it was published in 1978. Now, in this work, Said examined Western scholarship of the Orient, specifically of the Arab Islamic world, though he was an Arab Christian, and he argued that early scholarship by Westerners in that region was biased, and it projected a false and stereotyped vision of otherness on the Islamic world that facilitated and supported Western colonial policy. Okay, so this understanding of Western historians was biased and stereotyped. And although he never taught any courses on the Middle East, Said wrote numerous books and articles in his support of Arab causes and Palestinian rights. And he was specially critical of US and Israeli policy in the region. And this led him into numerous, often bitter polemics with supporters of those countries, means both United States and Israel. Now, besides his work called Orientalism, some of his other books about the Middle East include The Question of Palestine, okay, The Question of Palestine, which came out in 1979. After that, Covering Islam, How the Media and the Experts Determine How We See the Rest of the World, okay. Covering Islam, How the Media and the Experts Determine How We See the Rest of the World. And this work came out in 1981. After that, some other works by Edward Said are Blaming the Victims, Spurious Scholarship and the Palestinian Question, okay. Blaming the Victims, Spurious Scholarship and the Palestinian Question. This work came out in 1988. Uske baad ek aur bahut famous work hai unka, Culture and Imperialism. Okay, Culture and Imperialism, which came out in 1993. After that, there is one more work, The World, the Text and the Critic. Okay, The World, the Text and the Critic. And this work came out in 1983. Then ek aur work hai, kafi important, Nationalism, Colonialism and Literature, AIDS and Decolonization. Okay. Nationalism, Colonialism and Literature, AIDS and Decolonization, and this work came out in 1988. And there is one more very famous work by Edward Said called Representations of the Intellectual. Okay, Representations of the Intellectual. The 1993 Reith Lectures. The 1993 Reith Lectures. And this work came out in 1994. Now, this particular work is a collection of essays based on the lectures that he had delivered the previous year. And it just explores what it means to be an intellectual today, in today's times. So, are intellectuals merely the servants of special interests, or do they have any larger responsibility towards society? And Said sees the intellectual as an exile, an amateur whose role it is to speak the truth to power, okay, to speak the truth to power, even at the risk of being ostracized or imprisoned. And he draws on the examples of people like Jonathan Swift, Theodore Adorno, then Henry Kissinger, and he draws examples also from Vietnam and Gulf War. And Sade explores the implications of this idea and shows what happens when intellectuals succumb to the lures of money, power, or specialization. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Edward Sade is famous for the concept of Orientalism. After this, you should know the important works of Edward Sade, such as Culture and Imperialism. After that, The World, The Text and The Critic, okay, which came out in 1983. Aur uske baad maine jaisa ki bataya, Representations of the Intellectual. This work is also important.